Matheson, community leaders are rolling out the welcome mat to attract much-needed healthcare professionals to Northern Ontario. Throughout the last week of September, a prospective physician toured Black River, Matheson, Cochrane and Iroquois Falls, as part of ongoing efforts to attract healthcare professionals to Northern Ontario. At the October 8 Matheson Council meeting, Mayor Dave Diamond shared insights from the visit, noting that the doctor had initially planned to visit during the previous council term before it was dissolved. "We took him around to showcase our community, including our parks, subdivisions, and town hall, to help him envision life in Matheson," Diamond said. The initiative is part of ongoing efforts between the three municipalities to recruit physicians to the north. In February, they teamed up to create Frontier Spirit Physician Recruitment, a not-for-profit corporation established in hopes of helping recruit physicians to the north. See, Highway 11 municipalities team up for doctor recruitment. Diamond emphasized the importance of making a good impression, noting that he personally covered the dinner expenses for the physician. "I felt it was important to put our best foot forward for someone who is interested in our community," he said. The doctor expressed a keen interest in outdoor activities like fishing, which aligns well with the region's natural offerings, Diamond said. Cochrane Mayor Peter Paulitis echoed Diamond's sentiments, describing the tour on September 25 as excellent. He highlighted the town's comprehensive incentive package, which aims to overcome barriers that have historically made it challenging to recruit physicians. "We now have one of the most attractive incentive packages in the province, and it's getting a lot of attention," he said. "We have made significant strides in addressing many of these obstacles, although some local systemic issues remain." Paulitis emphasized the importance of physician recruitment for the community's growth, stating, "Healthcare is a key, essential service." He said the region's ability to attract professionals hinges on providing clear, functional answers to two crucial questions: how will healthcare be provided and how will children be educated? "When we're trying to persuade people to up and move their families here, we need to be able to affirm that both healthcare and education will be highly regarded and that residents will have appropriate access to those services," he said. Timmins Today reached out to Iroquois Falls for comment, but did not receive a response.